The Antique Hunter's Murder at the Castle by C.L. Miller, read by Amelia Fox. To Billy, Aria, and Leo. Sooner or later, we all have to pay for what we do. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. Bella. Wednesday, 7th of February, 5 p.m. The snow was descending in sheets as Bella turned her rental car down the long drive to Forside Castle. It blanketed the world around her. The tyres slushed on the gritted tarmac and the headlights lit up snow-covered evergreen trees lining the drive, creating an eerie avenue. It was deathly quiet. Too quiet. A few moments later, the car lights illuminated the castle. A large square building with turrets on each corner. It would have made Disney proud. The battlements, windowsills, and gargoyles were all partially hidden beneath the snow, and it made Bella wonder what else was hidden in plain sight. Craning her neck, she studied the row upon row of windows rising up in an almost never-ending procession as far as the eye could see. Not one interior light glowed against the coal-black night. It was as if the darkness had leached into the castle walls. It looked cold inside and out. Bella shivered. She took a fortifying breath and parked near the entrance, knowing she would need to make this meeting quick. There was no way she was turning back now. It had taken her years to get to this point. After tugging her bobble hat over her ears and pulling on her large puffer jacket, she reached into her bag for the lip gloss Carol had given her. She swept the cherry-coloured wand over her lips and checked her makeup in the mirror before tugging at the tips of her grey wig. She looked old, really old, but that was the point of going undercover as a new but experienced auctioneer from the local auction house. It was imperative that the owner of the castle didn't recognise her. Bella knew the role she needed to play. Act professional. Convince him that she only wanted to look around, determine the rough value of the castle's contents, and take some photos. All the while learning as much as she could about him and keeping an eye out for any of the paintings or antiques that Arthur Crockelford had listed in the third of his 6 journals. Snowflakes settled on her eyelashes, clouding her vision as she reached for the cord on the old-fashioned pull doorbell. It clanged inside, but still no lights came on. Bella took a step back, her boots crunching on the recently settled snow. "Hello," she called, scanning the windows above her. "I'm Emma Page. I have an appointment with Ewan." Her neck prickled, which was normally a sign she was being watched. "Turn around and go," her senses screamed. But she wouldn't allow fear to control her actions. That was for amateurs.
"Ewan, I'm from Griffin and Thompson, the auctioneers. We have an appointment."
In her pocket, she had a fake Griffin and Thompson business card, matching the one she had swiped from the desk of their employee, Alexandra Patton. She hoped Ewan didn't know the auction house and its employees intimately, because she had also used a copy of Alexandra's outfit and overall look as inspiration while putting together her disguise. Bella often found it useful to assume real identities when out hunting. If she was spotted, it made people, particularly the law, look in the wrong direction.
"I believe you were friends with Arthur Crockelford."
Darkened silence echoed in